Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around tonight and every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. Tonight we're going to highlight the work of clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. This is installment two of devoting our efforts to the recording artistry of clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, who was one of the few members of the modern scene that elected to play the clarinet along with Jimmy Jeffery and Jimmy Hamilton in the Ellington Band. Before that, in the swing era, it was strictly people like Benny Goodman and his big band, Artie Shaw and his big band. But when we moved into the modern era, the clarinet was dropped as a featured instrument in most cases, but not Buddy DeFranco, who was an award-winning clarinetist for many, many years in the 50s and 60s. Our first track is the Buddy DeFranco Wailers on the Definitive label, cut back in May of 56, and he's joined by Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, who was in the Count Basie trumpet section for probably 10, 12 years, the impish Jimmy Rawls on piano, the ever-present Barney Kessel on guitar, Bob Stone on bass, Bobby White on drums, and this is a little composition written by the trumpet player Harry Edison called Sweets Blues. Thank you. That was a board fade on Sweet's Blues. It was not done by our illustrious sound engineer in the studio. That was Sweet's Blues by Harry Edison from Buddy DeFranco's album, the Buddy DeFranco Wailers. And also heard a nice solo there by Jimmy Rawls on piano and Barney Kessel on guitar.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by Lionel Hampton and Stan Getz. This is from a CD entitled Hamp and Getz on the Verve label. And in addition to Hamp on vibes and Getz on tenor sax, we'll hear from Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting entitled Louise. Thank you. was Louise, featuring Lionel Hampton there on vibes, Stan Getz on tenor sax, some nice work by Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That was from a CD released on the Verve label entitled Hamp and Getz.
All right, we're going to continue now to highlight the clarinet artistry of Buddy DeFranco. And this time we find him in the studio in October 29th of 1954 with the Oscar Peterson Quartet. Actually, it's the Oscar Peterson Trio that was a working group at that time, with Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on drums. And for this recording, they brought in Louis Belson on drums. This was reissued on a Definitive label, but I'm sure it was originally recorded on a Pablo label by Norman Granz, who is the founder of Verve Records and Pablo Records. This is a Cole Porter tune called Easy to Love.
Thank you.
That was a lovely version of a song out of the Cole Porter songbook, Easy to Love, done by our highlight artist of the week, clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, along with the Oscar Peterson Quartet, which included Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Louis Belson on drums. And besides that solo by Buddy DeFranco, there was a nice bass solo there by Ray Brown.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Toots Thielemans. This is from a CD on the Dr. Jazz label entitled The Soul of Toots Thielemans. Toots on various tracks on this CD alternates between harmonica and guitar. But on this number, he's going to stick to guitar, and he'll be backed by Ray Bryant on piano and Tom Bryant on bass and Oliver Jackson Jr. on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt, one of Django's most recognized and most played tunes, Nuage. Thank you. That was New Age, a tune written by guitarist Django Reinhardt, and featuring Toot Steelmans on the guitar, Ray Bryant on piano, Tom Bryant on bass, and Oliver Jackson Jr. on drums. That was from a CD entitled The Soul of Toot Steelmans, released on the Dr. Jazz label in 1986. The original was recorded on the Signature label in 1980.
Well, Buddy DeFranco was one of the few modern clarinetists on the scene, but he grew up in the swing era, and of course in the swing era, the two featured clarinetists leading up their big bands were Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. So over a period of time, DeFranco cut about five LPs saluting and highlighting the work of Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. And Lone Hill put out a CD that is a compilation of some of those LPs of things that were done by Goodman and Shaw. And so we're going to do a track where Buddy does a tribute to Benny Goodman. And this was a composition written by Benny Goodman called A Smooth One. It was cut in October of 57. And this is a fine little group that includes Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Georgie All on tenor sax, Victor Feldman on vibes, Carl Perkins out of Indianapolis on piano, Leroy Vinegar, another Naptown jazz hero. Barney Kessel's back here on guitar. Barney Kessel's everywhere. And Stan Levy on drums. And this is a thing that was popular with the Benny Goodman small groups all down through the era, particularly with Lionel Hampton, who Al played early in the show with Stan Getz. So this, listen to A Smooth One. Thank you. That was a clarinetist, spotlight artist, Buddy DeFranco, on clarinet there from his Lone Hill CD, Holy Cats, doing a favorite out of the Benny Goodman songbook, Benny's Bugle. And this, that was an album that saluted the work of Benny Goodman by Buddy DeFranco. And heard a nice tenor sax solo there by Georgie Auld. Don Fagergris contributed a solo on trumpet. And we also heard Barney Kessel put in a few strokes on guitar. So what's up next, Al?
Up next we'll hear from tenor saxophone artist Don Bias. This is from a Crescendo LP entitled, amazingly, Don Bias. And this label's a reissue label, so as is often the case, they didn't list the personnel. So I did a little digging and dug back into the early 50s where this tune appeared by Don Bias on a French label. And given the personnel, I think I'm reasonably close here. Don on tenor sax, Mary Lou Williams on piano, Bonnie Wetzel on bass, and Gerard Poconet on drums. And they're going to do a Eddie DeLange, Wilt Hudson, Irving Mills tune entitled Moonglow.
Mm-hmm.
that was the old standard Moonglow, featuring Don Byas on tenor sax, Mary Lou Williams on piano, Bonnie Wetzel on bass, and Gerard Pochonet on drums. That was released on the Crescendo label in 1974.
I previously played a track by clarinetist Buddy Franco highlighting the work of clarinetist Benny Goodman when we did a smooth one. Now we're going to have Buddy DeFranco in the studio saluting the work of clarinetist Artie Shaw. And this was a monster hit for Artie Shaw at the time. It was originally recorded in the early 40s called Frenesy. And here's Buddy DeFranco's version of that composition with Ray Lynn on trumpet, Paul Smith on piano, and Howard Roberts now is in on guitar, and Joe Mondragon on bass, Milt Holland on drums. Let's listen to Frenesy. Thank you. That was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, doing another tribute to another great clarinetist, Artie Shaw. That was called Frenesy, which was a monster hit for Artie Shaw during the big band era, and that was an updated modern version. And also heard some nice clarinet work there, a guitar work there by Kessel. So what's up next, Al?
Well, you've been listening to the Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial, The Feeling of Jazz. And we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which is coming up soon. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour and then come back next week at 8 o'clock. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up this hour with a piece from Donald Byrd, the trumpeter. And it's on a Blue Note LP entitled Mustang. It features Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Sonny Redd on alto sax, Walter Booker on bass, and Freddie Watts on drums. And this tune is supports the hypothesis that just about any musical work is fair game for interpretation in the jazz medium. And this tune was written by Ferdinand Rudolf von Grofe, and it's part of his Grand Canyon Suite. The movement is entitled On the Trail.